You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. We are so excited to be back with you. Joy Seekers, as you all know, April is Minority Health Awareness Month, Stress Awareness Month, and Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. During this month, we're going to be highlighting each of these issues. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's the late Olanda Draper and the Associates with I Got a Feeling, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Come on.
Thank you.
shook it. You bet, all right. Put my homeboys in. Put my homeboys in. Put my homies in. Gonna be alright.
Everything's gonna be alright. Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Days keep rolling by, just trying to keep your head up, lifted to the sky. When you get down, just dance around like you're a child. I'll never let you get too low. If you could be a butterfly, then I know God will take you far. Life can never break your soul.
Keep it moving.
That was Halle Bailey and Felicia Pearl Mopsy with Keep It Moving from the soundtrack of The Color Purple. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in this evening. The road to resilience is the theme for 2024, y'all. Deanne and I want to help you navigate your journey while bouncing back from difficult experiences. We all can identify with the need to recover quickly from tragedy, trauma, stress, and the list goes on. On this journey of resilience, we find faith, trust, hope, and joy. Here's Tina Campbell with Pray For Me, Sip Life With Rest, and Travis Green with Made Away, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Pray for me, give me a
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply, you got in control, and now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're standing here.
And we're standing here
only because
you made a way.
You move.
of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. Listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to share our returning guest for this evening. Joy Seekers, let's welcome back Dr. Keitra Davenport King.
Hey.
All righty. Well, again, we're so happy to have you with us this evening. Now, you're no stranger to the Brand New Day family, so please refresh our listening audience's memories and tell us about yourself and what you do.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you, Emily and Deanne, for having me as your special guest tonight. I count it an honor and a privilege whenever you can sit at the table with individuals who do what you do. So thank you so much. My name is Dr. Keitra, and I think, let me just sum it up. I'm an author, a consultant, and an advocate. In my authorship, I have had the privilege to write a few books on the signs and the overcoming of sexual abuse, which is my signature line, as well as being able to have an organization, Life After Advocacy Group, where we're celebrating 20 years this year. So grateful that we have 20 years of service. And in that, our mission is to assist individuals who have been sexually violated, men, women, and children, and creating an atmosphere of where they can be comfortable to be able to speak out with that draws into our awareness and prevention. And as a business consultant, that's my background. So I help businesses from their inception to their implementation. So anything in between. So that is a little bit about me. I have children and grandchildren. I have children and a grandchild. I have a 29-year-old and a 22 and a 21-month year granddaughter.
Y'all, she don't look a day over 29. I know you have to hear that a lot. Come on now. I have a 29-year-old and a 21-month-old granddaughter. No way.
Thank you so much. It's interesting when you say joining the 50 club. Like, I've been in that 50 club a few years now.
Oh no.
Yeah. So a couple of years I've been in a 50 club.
Yeah, she don't look like it. She don't look like it.
That's all right. The melanin melanates.
Yes. good living.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trusting. You know,
right. Stress. Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely. So, that's what he'll do.
Yes.
He said he
would
gain all that we lost. But go ahead.
Amen. All right. So we all had to shift and pivot during these last few years after the pandemic. What are some things that changed for you personally and professionally?
That is a great question. When I think about me personally, I feel that I have grown into spreading my wings, being able to overcome obstacles, whereas prior to COVID, we were so used to doing and staying structured. So in staying structured in a box, I was just like, oh, okay, I was a very routine person. But now I realize that in order to get to that next I had a platform now that will take me to my next. I can reach out to people that were further than my parameter, if that makes sense. Like, so for me, it has showed me my reach is greater than what I saw. And so I have a greater reach, and hopefully with that comes a greater impact to reaching more people. Now, in regards to that, and then it was another, can you tell me the part B to that question again?
Definitely. All right. So we all had to, I'm just going to tell you the whole thing. We all had to shift and pivot during mm-hmm. these last few years after the pandemic. What are some things that changed for you personally and professionally?
Okay. Well, personally, I believe I grew as a individual. I mean, by saying that, I became an author, something that I wanted to do prior to COVID. And that changed for me. And obviously with authorship, a lot of things come out of that change. So I wasn't in a place where I could be hindered. So change came for me as for my personal growth in regards to my confidence and saying I can do it because I was able to sit. And then for my professional, it expanded my reach and reaching more people and being able to be in different places at different times. So to me personally, doing post COVID, I have grown professionally, just being able to reach more individuals.
That's good. That's really good.
Yes. And so with that being said, you have a nonprofit organization called Life After Advocacy Group, which is, you guys getting ready to celebrate its 20th anniversary. Tell us about how and why you started this organization.
Oh, wow. It's interesting because I started the organization in 2004 in a small snippet. I was coming out of my search of understanding my why, my purpose of who I am. I had went through a season of like drought. I had went through a divorce from my first husband. I was in school. I felt like I had lost. But in that season of darkness, God began to really show me who he was in my life because I began to lean on him. And then I began to cry out for my why. Why am I here? I think that's a question that we always tend to ask ourselves, like, why are we here? And that question during that time, about 20 years ago, was real for me. What is my purpose? Why am I here? And I was about 32. I was about 32 at that time. And out of that came Life After Advocacy Group. God gave it to me in such different pieces and different parts of it. But essentially, I was able to, I always call my business Bible because I have all my scratch notes where I had to figure out the name of the organization that he gave me. But out of that, Life After Advocacy Group was birthed during a season of just discovery of my why and who I was in him and what was my purpose. And then just through the years of just celebrating and being consistent, I think for year 20, I'm gonna be honest with you, my celebratory time is just being consistent and staying true to the cause of what God had called me to do, because sometimes that is not always easy. Even through all the trials that I've had to succumb to, the losses that I've had to walk through, and then just, you know, moving from city to city, but I stay consistent. And so for that, I'm grateful. And I think
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well, and I have a question. So because you said a lot of your work involves sexual assault or sexual victimization, basically. So with more young people having access to social media, has your organization seen a rise in cases involving children and teens surrounding social media?
And you know, that again, that's a great question. For me personally, what I've shifted and pivoted to more awareness to the cause that you're saying with social media awareness and bringing that to the forefront because of that, and being an educator in the school, especially high school students, we are dealing with a lot of sexual crimes and sexual victimization and a lot of secret predators. So Life After Advocacy Group, we have received many calls about abuse in the family home, redirecting, because we are now a liaison. We direct those individuals to a counseling service or a safe house that can get them the services they need. So to answer your question, yes, it has increased because of the fact that social media is very prevalent and is very real in what we do every day. And just a lot of parents are not, I would just say a lot of parents are being in a space where we are not monitoring appropriately what our kids are doing on social media. And that is gaining a lot of access to predators and the increase in sex and human trafficking.
So true. So true. I see a lot of those cases are picking up, especially with TikTok. It seems like, you know, the access that kids have nowadays is unreal. And like you say, parents do need to be on guard because the devil is busy.
Yes, and the monitoring and these pedophiles and these predators are very sophisticated. They're very sophisticated, and they are finding themselves into DMs and finding ourselves into pulling our kids into these traps. I mean, human trafficking has increased significantly post COVID, and it's interesting because one of the things that I said was, just like we lost some things post-COVID, right? We lost some things during COVID. We lost access. Also, the predators, they did too. So they have heightened their increase to grow whatever business that they have. And in that, they don't have a preference. They're getting boys and girls, and we have to be very careful about that. They're in our schools, and they're in these streets.
Yep. It's very sad. Very sad. Mm-hmm. And it's... we have to stay vigilant. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have children, we have to stay vigilant in prayer and in fasting and then being watchful. Even when we're out in different places, if we see stuff, don't be deceived just because you see something like, no. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and that is so true. It's interesting. I was shared a story that happened like in Plano at a Walmart, and a young lady, and I mean, and mind you, these pedophiles are not going after just kids. They're going after adult women and adult men, adults. So they're coming in all forms. So they're following you while you're in Walmart. They're watching you while you're in the grocery store. So, you know, just be careful, because they have their people who will come up and try to talk to you and start a conversation and try to lure you into friendships, and out of those friendships come seduction, and out of those seductions become trafficking. And Dallas is the number two hub of human sex trafficking. And we have to be very intentional. Every other day we turn on the news and they're busting, just like recently, a couple days ago in Frisco, another incident of a human trafficking case during a spa. It was a spa. Red Dragon Spa. So yes, they were doing human trafficking. So that has tripled in increased post COVID.
Y'all be careful out there. Seriously. It's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And so they were trafficking people in the spa, like actual clients.
Yes.
Or wow.
That was their hub, you know, because it's that set up hub, and they trafficked their men to come in. It's almost kind of when you think about the Epstein case with Trump, how the girls, those young girls were being trafficked. He was the point of contact, and he will arrange for these young girls. And I'm talking about Epstein, the one who was murdered in prison on a global level. And that just to show you how high this goes up. But when he was murdered, and then doing the investigation, because I was literally just watching his story last week, and how the young girls, he was setting up appointments, and that's what trafficking is. They get these young girls, they make these promises, they give them what they want. They all have a void, all the need is you know, there's an array of things that happen that causes for a young lady and young men. And I do not want to take that away, because young men are being trafficked just as much as young girls today.
Yep. So that brings us to the next piece, which we know this is the month of April, and Joy Seekers, April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Yes. And this year's theme, as we bring awareness, is building connected communities. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, what are you and Life After Advocacy Group doing to help create strong connected communities that take care of, like, to help us to take care of one another? What are some initiatives that you all have?
Well, our most current initiative that we're doing is the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, which is an international and national walk where men come together to walk 1 mile in women's shoes, particularly a red pump, and they to show to the cause of their support in the hurt that women endure. So the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is an initiative where it not only supports women, but it also supports men in gender violence and children. So it's a fun way, but it's also a serious way, because oftentimes what you find is that when men walk 1 mile in a high heel, they know how uncomfortable that is. So to live for a woman to have been victimized in her early years and live that life as being uncomfortable, they get to feel that pain a little bit. So that's one of our great initiatives that we are doing in the month of April, as well as just continue to do what we do, and that is support, show, and be diligent in spreading the nature of sexual abuse. And one of every three young ladies and one of every 4 to 5 young men are being sexually abused every minute. So we are just continuing to share and be a part in the community. Community impact is what our focus is this year. So just being there and intentional.
All right. So I know that, we focused a little bit about the sex trafficking, about even adults being sex trafficked. In your experience so far, what advice do you have for those who may be, for those of us women, like you said, we go shopping, we are caught off guard, we don't know, we're not paying attention to our surroundings, or how can we avoid situations like this? Especially, like, I know I'm sure you have a lot of contact possibly with the police and mm-hmm. and some wisdom and knowledge they may have about avoiding certain situations. So, yeah, what do you say about that? What can we do to protect ourselves?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things I'm just say, be intentional and be on the outlook. That is one of the things that we do really. And I'm guilty, so I could talk to me. Yeah. We walk on our phone. We're talking on our phone. We are not being aware. When we're out late, we don't have our keys ready. We're not walking from the car straight. We're walking slow. We're not thinking about the perimeter. So why am I saying that? It's because one of the things that we need to do is make sure that you are being on alert. That when you are walking from the store, I don't care if you just say, okay, I'm just going outside to my car. But you're just walking because you're probably on a call. That's most of the distractions, the call. But you still have to take a look. So be alert. Also, always have a contact of knowing people, letting people know where you are. Let people know where you are. I know we are adults very well, but it's okay to say, hey, I'm getting ready to go to Target. Hey, I'm getting ready to go to CVS. I'm just letting you know. If you're on the phone with someone, tell them, hey, I'm at CVS just in case. Because when you are not alert, when you're not letting people know where you are, you become that person to say, if something happened, we didn't even know where she was. We didn't even know what he or she was doing. Also, make sure that when you are out, you have on, for me, I speak to everybody. A stranger don't want you to speak to them. So be intentional, say hi. You know what I mean? We don't have to have a conversation, but when you see people lurking around, let them know that you know that they're watching. Mm-hmm. Let them know that you see them. Because that's I mean, right. They know you see them. They kind of try to pivot a little. You know, they like, oh, okay, she's
going around.
Right.
If you notice someone following you in the grocery store or any type of store, and you are always on this same aisle with that person, You know, we have 911. You can either dial 911. I don't take anything for granted today in 2004 because people are doing some very weird things.
Yes, they are.
Very weird things. So I would say be alert. Let people know where you are. And also that third thing is be watchful when you are in the store. Identify people, speak to people, make sure that they know that you see them. Don't always put yourself in a situation where you feel like, okay, well, I'm not going to say anything to them. They're strange and they are strange, but we need to make sure that you know that I see you. I see you. I know what you have on. Always don't, and these are just things that I've done and just to, you know, don't have your phone locked. Because sometimes that triggers us, you know, if we're trying to make an emergency phone call and our phone is locked. So make sure your phone is in access, especially when you walk into the car, because that is where a lot of things happen at night. Try not to be out late. I mean, we all grown, we do what we do. But when you out, that's why one of my things is big on having a garage. Make sure that if you're out late, that you have access to be able to reach your phone real quickly and dial 911. And don't be afraid to dial 911.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully those are very simple.
Yeah, oh, those are very practical. Very good very tips. Practical. Very good. And so, and you have an event coming up soon. So if you could please tell our listening audience more about it and how we can all support it.
Oh, yeah. Welcome Out of Her Shoes. It's in Lancaster, Texas. We're going to start Saturday morning, April 20th. At 9 o'clock.
Okay.
At the link, the address is 1700 Veterans Memorial Parkway in Lancaster. And this walk, again, as I stated, that it is to bring awareness to the community. Why I'm excited about Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, outside of it being our 20th year celebration, is that we are really trying to show an impact of sexual violence in the southern sector of Dallas. This is the first time that this walk, of any type of walk like this, has happened in a southern sector. So to me, I'm really excited about that. That's really just geared on sexual violence. And so with that, the city partnered with us because they also believe in the vision. And so we're excited to have them as one of our platinum partners. And we just want to come out, you know, bring your family. It's for men to walk, but bring your children. We want to have fun. We want to have music. We're going to have just interaction. We have some great vendors that have information. We were very intentional about our vendors. We wanted vendors that people could walk away with something. It may not be for you. It may be for someone else, but we wanted people that when you came, you was able to walk away and say, oh, somebody was dealing with this. Somebody was dealing with sex trafficking. Someone was dealing with it. You know, men also have issues too. Men, they get sexually abused, which is my next book about. And also men are trafficked. Men are molested. There are a lot of things. So there are organizations that will be there that have men groups. Where we start dealing with the men in the house so we can have some cohesive relationships. Right. You know, women, we have our issues, but men too, because they got to carry more. So that's the event. Like I said, I'm excited. Every day we're almost here. It's been almost a year planning, but we're almost here.
Yeah. And speaking of music, you know, you said you have music. I was at an event where they were talking about sex trafficking and especially among young people. And so much and you're talking about men and everything. And when you think about like our hip hop culture and generation and everything, so much of our music is basically like the soundtrack to sex trafficking.
It is.
You know, that's one thing that I hope this year, especially, that we impress upon our communities that, hey, what we're listening to, you know, we got rap artists right now who are in trouble. Well, not just rap artists, but we have artists who are in trouble now. And we're seeing, okay, we're looking back at some of this music, like, okay, these were the things that were happening during this time. And we just may not have been aware about it. So we can't go to sleep on this, on what's around us, like what we're putting in our ears, what we're listening to, because like I say, a lot of it is feeding into the issues, the sex trafficking issues that we see today.
And that's a very valid point. especially in the industry, there is a lot of things that are out right now that that are happening. They've probably been happening for a long time, and I call it sleepwalking. Maybe we just wanted to avoid it. You know, we are woke, but we're looking, but we're asleep. Because surely we can't believe that he would do that. And so a predator don't have a look.
Right.
Don't have a position.
Right.
So we get caught up in, surely he couldn't have did that because he has this position. Surely he couldn't have did this because he has that money. So that becomes their cover to gain access.
Yeah.
So if you have access because of, surely he couldn't do this.
Right.
And that is what creates the scenarios that we are facing right now in, you know, on a global level that has always been very, very real. But 2024 is bringing it out, I guess.
Bringing it out, media. Yeah.
Social media, you can't hide it no more. Like you used
to.
No,
you can't.
Can't hide it.
Yeah.
Not hide it.
At all.
It's a camera, a microphone, somebody at the door.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Yep. Social media has become like bigger than TMZ.
Yeah. It has. That's why I tell I you know, again, I'm an educator too. I tell my students, like, I can't come to school and go to sleep because you'll take a camera and you'll film me while I'm sleeping at my desk and put me on video on social media. But you come in here and sleep and don't do nothing, and I can't put you on social media.
Right.
For me, I'll be on
social media. There's a fairness in that, but I digress.
Right. So what I'm saying is everything is put on social media. Some things that we don't want to hear or see, but yes.
Yeah, so true. So yes. True.
Yes. So I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. At various points in our lives, we all have to figure out how to bounce back and recover. Our show theme for 2024 is The Road to Resilience. Please share with us and the listeners how you navigate this road or have navigated it.
In this, resilience is key to whatever we do, right? But when I think about, for me, when I think about my personal road to survivorship or overcomer, or where I am today, is I think about tenacity. You know, having the tenacity to be determined and have the determination to overcome the obstacle, those things that stress me, those things that I deal with psychologically, those things that are in my mental psyche, just having a tenacity, because it's a willpower that we have to will ourselves up. Even now, and I feel like I'm pretty healthy, but we have challenges every day. But I have to some days will myself out of bed. I got to will myself. I say, okay, you got a job to go to today. You got to go here today. And even in all of that, you know, the years of transformation, the years of overcoming, the years of being able to say, I am. And so when I think about the resilience of my road to get to where I am, I just think about tenacity, just having the strength to walk through my process. And being able to move through it, even when I have moments, and moments never go away, because I believe everything is built on a moment. Like, this is a moment. And so when I say that, is that I may have a moment and I may think about what has happened in my life. And although I speak very candid and openly about it, but those are still things that I have to be in a place to of mental health to be able to say, yes, this happened, this did. And so, to me, I think about my road of resiliency is just having a tenacity and a determination to move forward, even when it's a dark place.
That's good.
And our listening audience really can lock into your words of encouragement and wisdom as they navigate through resilience. We all have to have bounce back. If we don't bounce back and recover, we get stuck.
Yes.
So thank you so very much for those words.
Yes, definitely. So What do you want your personal legacy to be?
Oh, God. That is so good. Because I think, you know, we often, when we get, we joke about it, because our parents get older, you know, for those that, you know, we, and people get older, we do too. And so when we start getting to this 50 age, we start thinking about that very word that you said, legacy. What do I want people to remember Dr. Keetra for? What I would like for my legacy to speak to is that I genuinely cared for a catalyst of change of those of people that were hurting and those that have been victimized by violence, of sexual violence. Because although this platform is so, it's a lot of people who have dealt with it, but for me, I feel like my little carved out piece, I want to be remembered as that she cared. She cared about my voice. She cared enough to say, I'm going to continue no matter what it is. I mean, I, you know, my goal is to hopefully go on Oprah one day. You know, no, she don't even have our show no more.
Oh, no.
I read Sin Beyond the Shattered Glass, and I didn't want to talk to you. But anyway, I just want to be able to be remembered as a person who cared.
Yeah.
I made an impact for every person that I have met, everybody who I've had the privilege of talking to, is that I just want to say, Lord, I want to be able to leave a word that they will remember, a word that I said to them that encouraged them to continue. So that's what I hope that my legacy, and that continues to evolve and grow. You know, I have children, I have grandchildren, and I want them to know that my mother and grandmother was a true advocate. She was an advocate that spoke, you know, in volumes to help other people to become who God has called them to be. And that is what I hope.
All right. Well, let's see here. I have one more question for you. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe two. Here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. So, what other special projects do you have on the horizon that you are able to share with us? Because we definitely want to support you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Well, first, I'm getting ready to start writing my next book. I think I surfaced over that, and that is dealing with, if you read Revelation was my second novel, and that talked about the church and sexual violence and abuse in the church. Well, we get ready to go to in the lives behind the men. So you get ready to find out the life of why these men in that book act the way they act.
Wow.
Why they were the way they were in their marriages, why the, you know, Bishop Harrington did what he did, why did his deacon do what he did, what kind of therapy that his wife, First Lady Harrington, needed to get. So you get ready to go. So that's like, and that's just a snippet, but I'm excited because I think it's very timely.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about sexual violence and abuse with men. Mm-hmm. And God has just been pressing that and pressing that. I this book came to me 2 years ago, right? And I just said, okay, this is it. So that's my next. I hope to release that November 28th.
Wow.
If you follow me on social media, the name drop of it will be released soon. But yes, and then we have in October of 2024, which is Domestic Violence Month, we are going to have the Purple and Teal Brunch, where we're going to merge the two voices to make one sound, domestic violence and sexual violence. And so we're going to be, again, as an initiative to bring awareness and prevention to the cause. And that is October. The confirmation of the time and date and all that will be released soon, but that'd be October of 2024.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Thank you.
All righty then. Dr. Keetra, we are so glad that you've been with us on this evening. We want to make sure that our listening audience can get plugged in. So can you tell them where they can go? First of all, where can they go if they have to register for the walk if they're in the local Dallas-Fort Worth area? Where do they go to register if they have to register or they want to be a vendor or a nonprofit vendor? And two, how do they find out more about you and how do they follow you and your organization on social media?
Okay, so first, in regards to the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, you can go to lifeafterag.org/walk-a-mile-in-her-shoes. Or you can just Google Life After Advocacy Group and it'll come up. And you can register there. We are almost at capacity with vendors. So if someone would like to be a vendor, we are asking to that window to be very quick. But in regards to just registration, all individuals, all people are welcome to walk for the call. So lifeafterag.org. To find me or to follow me, I'm on all social media platforms, X, Facebook, what is the other one? Instagram. And you can also plug in me at drkeacher.com, at Dr. Keacher is on all platforms. And you can definitely go to our website, drkeacher.com and lifeafterag.org.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Dr. Keetra, again, you're family, so anytime you want to come on and talk about some of the things that you're doing and what's going on, we would love to have you. This has been an incredible conversation, and certainly we brought some awareness to a very, very important topic and matter, and we are moving forward in this area, Deanne and I, with being intentional about bringing more awareness to different issues that are going on in the community, because as believers, we cannot sleep.
Yes.
Woe unto them who are at ease in Zion.
Yes.
We have to make sure that we are doing the things that we need to do, so we have to be vigilant. So thank you so much again for coming tonight. We greatly appreciate you. And we, again, make sure if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth community, please register to be a walker for Saturday, April 20th in Lancaster, Texas, for a Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, because I promise you, your life will be changed and you will become more informed and more aware about what's going on. So again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank you, ladies, again for inviting me on, and I enjoyed the conversation and a seat at the table. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Crystal Clear, and you're listening to A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Here come my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons. Yeah, but I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. Grace and mercy, all His favor keeps taking me higher, just like skyscrapers. And every time I turn around,
That was Corinne Hawthorne with Look at God. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Again, we want to thank Dr. Keetra Davenport King. Please, please, please follow her on social media. We want to always make sure that we bring awareness and enlightenment and educate you all. So please keep yourselves informed and stay aware. As we move on into 2024, let's make sure that we enjoy the course of our journeys and learn the lessons as they unfold. They will be most beneficial in your road to resilience. Here's Bree Babineau with I Will Wait, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Bloom.
Sometimes it's hard to be patient when the world gets you way down. Every day I'm trying to stand on my faith, but it seems the answers can't be found. I heard the Lord say, keep on waiting, 'cause he ain't never failed me yet. Even with this mountain that I'm facing, I am a shout and I'm always kept. Oh, I know that he is able, I know that he is faithful, and I know he will come through. Gave me the strength to soar like an eagle, and every promise is the truth, so I'm aware.
Get better. be strong. And baby, yeah. Hang on, and it won't be long. Gonna get hey girl, mama, don't you cry. It's gotta get better. It's gonna wipe your weeping eyes. It's gotta get better. Oh, oh, you just wait and see. Oh, no need worrying. You might as well leave it alone.
Might as well. Music City, come on, Kippy.
I know your baby crying. Oh, but just keep on, keep on, keep on trying.
This is Don Washington, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was PJ Morton with The Better Benediction, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Well, Joy Seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest updates and details by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are bouncing back on the road to resilience in 2024. Let's pray. God, we bless you. We thank you for this month, this season of rebirth, renewal, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your time of refreshing, God. We ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit, oh God. God, as we move forward in this week on our road to resilience, God, give us the peace that passes all understanding. Order our steps, because you said the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. We'll give you the praise and glory and honor that is absolutely due your name. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with an encouraging scripture from Galatians 6 and 9 in the Amplified Version of the Bible. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. Thank you again for tuning into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here to close us out is Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers with Goshen.
Goshen is God's protected place. So during these stressful times, we send this message out to families all over the world. May God's Goshen be with you.
This time of fighting,
we pray love.
Love
in this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
city.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing.
In this time of killing.
The joy of the Lord.
Send joy, God.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
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 It's God's protection. Let's say it again, y'all. Come on.
We pray peace.
We pray peace.
In this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing.
For you and your family.
The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
When we pray Goshen. We're praying protection.
God's protection for you.
May He protect you.
You shall live in the land.
That's the scripture.
There you will be near me.
There you will be near me.
Your children and children.
Your children.
Have everything. You shall live in the land.
Living in Goshen.
There you will be near me.
There you will be near me. God said your family. We'll have everything they need.
Everything.
Come on, y'all. Take it up.
The hand of the Lord.
Oh, the hand of the Lord.
Rest upon you.
May He rest, rest.
His grace and mercy.
His grace and mercy.
Always around.
Let it always surround you.
Supernatural discernment.
Supernatural discernment. When you come and when you go.
For you and your family.
God's divine protection. We're praying Goshen.
Goshen.
God's protection for the world. Hey.
God's protection for you.
Say that one more time, y'all. We pray.
We pray Goshen.
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 May the Lord rest. When you come,
God's
when you go.
Protection for you.
Now, put your hands together.
Nothing's got it.